Well, the Waste Book is out again. That's the book of government spending, wasteful government spending, according to Fox News. And the latest survey of government waste put out by Senator Tom Coburn, the watch list talks about $19 billion of wasteful spending. I know we've all talked about these before, but I'll share some of them with you. Though NASA has no plans or budget for any manned space flights to Mars, the agency spends about $1 million each year developing the Mars menu. It's an effort to come up with a variety of foods that humans could one day eat on Mars. So $1 million for a Mars menu. Then there's that $325,000 grant for the development of a RoboSquirrel, a robotic rodent designed to test the interaction between rattlesnakes and squirrels. We all wanted to know what that was about. An estimated $70 million loss for producing pennies, according to the Waste Book. The cost of producing a penny in 2012 is more than two times its actual value. After the pennies are manufactured and sold at face value, taxpayers are left to cover the loss. Canada quit making pennies, by the way. The report spotlights a widespread abuse of the food stamp system, including an exotic dancer who earned more than $85,000 a year in tips, but also collected $1,000 a month in food stamps while spending $9,000 during that time on cosmetic enhancements. I'll let you figure out what that is. Nearly $700,000 from the National Foundation, National Science Foundation, to a New York-based theater company so it could develop a musical about climate change and biodiversity. The Great Immensity opened in Kansas City this year, along with the songs one reviewer described as sounding like a Wikipedia entry set to music. The audience was also able to experience flying monkey poop. In all, the 2012 Waste Book details hundreds of examples of waste totaling nearly $19 billion. So that's your government at work for you. And I'm Dana Pretzer. I'm at work for you, too. That's today's commentary.